Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, when Grandma used to cook fried chicken, she didn't have a lot of choices on how to do it. Today, Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us to talk about the variety of specialty oils to enhance our food.
Tony, you just had to mention fried chicken. I'm glad you didn't say anything about biscuits and gravy to go along with it and mashed potatoes, because that makes quite a meal, and it's been too long since I've had any homemade fried chicken. But you know, the reality is, our consumers today have many choices, and let me tell you about one of those. If our listeners go to the local grocery store and browse the cooking oil aisle, they really might be surprised to see all the exotic products like sesame, flaxseed, pecan, cottonseed, rice, safflower, grapeseed, and coconut oils sitting right next to the vegetable oil and shortening. There are many cooking oils out there, and it can be a bit overwhelming, but many of these specialty oils are used for different methods of cooking, which gives us many great options.
How so?
Many of these new oils have different flavors and properties that make them tasty additions to your cooking repertoire and provide healthy additions to your dinner table. Oils vary in their temperature sensitivity, making some oils better for salad dressings, while others are better for cooking meals that require higher heat, such as stir fries featuring fresh homegrown vegetables.
What about locally produced oils?
If you buy oil produced from a Texas producer, you're sure to get a fresh product, which greatly enhances the taste, quality, and health attributes of the oil. Just visit gotexan.org.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.